In this room, you carry with you your doubts. And you try to believe him. You try to believe me. And you come every week, and you walk away with messages, and some understanding of what I'm saying, and getting a little better. But you know, I don't strike a chord in you that suddenly goes, aha, he has a Jesus in him.
Well, I want to interrupt you right there, because as you were just talking a second ago, I'm sorry I cry every time I get up here. I realized when you said there's no miracles that, gosh dang it, a miracle has just happened because, hold on, as you were speaking, I've always believed in Jesus. I've always believed in God.
I believe that. But.
And I just realized while you were talking, and it's probably very simple and everybody already knows this, that Jesus, if I can follow what he says to me, is, I'm sorry this is so simple to everyone, but he came straight from heaven. And he is the word of God. He is, I know this, I'm sorry that this is so simple to everyone.
You're saying it, but you're saying everything everybody said before, but you're seeing it differently. You're seeing it deeply, aren't you?
Well, I realize the simplicity of it all is that all I have to do is understand what Jesus is saying for me, because it's different, I suppose, for everyone.
Same for everybody.
Follow the understanding that I have right now, because I don't obviously know everything. I'm just understanding a little bit, because I can believe in him.
Why? Why can you? Why can you? Why is he different? Why is he different from anyone else?
Well, I just realized that he did come straight from heaven, straight from God.
He was conceived without a man.
Well, I know that.
Because all men carry with them the spore of deficiency.
But that's why you can believe in him, because
that's right. He is original. He has direct knowledge, but not the lineage of the fallen nature, which is prideful. Therefore, when he speaks, God speaks through him, and when you're believing in him, you're standing at the threshold in your fallen, broken state, as Adam stood there without being broken, but having direct knowledge to believe. Otherwise, all you got is your ministers.
That's what I just
said.
You
got nothing. Am I right? So therefore, he's believable. You want to believe, but you couldn't believe because the Pharisees are not believable. They're telling you the truth. They're telling you the story of Adam and Eve. Wonderful. And they give you his name. And they tell you what he said. And you like to follow the things he said, which is what you do. You do the best you can, but it ain't good enough because it's a surface behavior. It doesn't spring from trust, doubt, and realizing how wrong you are, how beautiful he is, and feeling the shame, opening your heart, being so sorrowful that God has compassion on you and saves you.